Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Today is Monday, a new week, January 29th. Summer in L.A., no more rain, no more cold, no more anything. Today we have a full show. We have a full house here. And first I'm joined by, our guests are sitting here and we'll introduce them in just a moment. But I'm joined, riding shotgun again. Shotgun today, I mean. I can't even talk this morning. It's still weekend for me. And by the way, I went drinking last night with some friends, and I'm not a drinker, you know. I'm joined by Danny or Danielle. Welcome to the show. You got to talk into the mic.
Hi, guys.
And you are, so are you new in L.A. or?
I've been here for 8 months, yeah.
8 months. Okay, so where did you move here from?
Boston, Massachusetts.
Oh, is that where you grew up then?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Boston girl.
What was that like? Did you have a nice childhood growing up there in Boston?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Definitely think I've been spoiled most of my life.
You got to talk closer to the mic.
I've definitely been spoiled.
Uh-huh.
I miss Boston because my family's there, but L.A. is definitely where it's at.
Really? So you were spoiled. Do you have any siblings?
I have a twin sister and an older brother.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so were you all spoiled or just you?
I would say I was the least spoiled.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so you got an uphill battle there, right?
Yes.
Compared to the other ones.
Yes.
Awesome. And so before you moved here, what did you do in Boston?
Bartended, and I've done 10 reality shows.
10?
Mm-hmm.
Reality shows?
10.
When did you have time to do all those? Isn't that each one like a season or something?
Yeah, but you actually don't film that long. It's like 3 months.
Oh, I see.
So I film for like 6 months of the year and then would have 6 months off.
Oh, I see. Okay, mm-hmm. So you could do other shows.
Yeah, yeah.
I see. Gotcha. So which ones were your favorite?
Well, I did Bad Girls Club.
Bad Girls Club.
Yeah.
Is that like, I mean, I don't watch reality shows, so I don't know, but is that pretty popular?
It was till it got canceled.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it was popular. It's basically seven crazy girls living in a house together, and we get paid to like drink and beat each other up.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's hard work. Wow. You sure picked the right profession, let me tell you. So what made you move here?
I kind of wanted to stay in the entertainment business because I've tried working in an office and I just feel like my personality is just a little too intense.
Right.
So, I mean, L.A. is just where I feel like it's
going
to happen.
Can't sit in one place for too long.
No,
huh?
No.
I know. I'm like that too, man. When I have to sit in the office for a couple hours, I go crazy. You know?
Like stir crazy. I got an office job when I first moved out here, an insurance company, and they fired me for being a disruption.
Really?
Yeah. Because I talk too much.
Yeah. So you're definitely not in the right environment for
no.
that, you know? Well, you're in the right place for talking right here. There you go. So, So did you move alone or do you know anybody here?
No, I don't know a single person.
Wow. So you're pretty courageous, I would
say,
right?
Yeah, I actually packed my car and drove across the country. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep, moved in with a complete stranger from Instagram who was a complete psychopath, so that was great.
Really? A guy?
No, a girl.
Oh, a girl, okay.
It's always a girl.
I was going to say, you know, I mean, yeah, to move to L.A. and move in with a guy, I don't know if you don't know him.
Yeah, I'd probably be buried in a ditch somewhere for sure.
Oh, God. Which reminds me, I saw a great movie last night, and you said you're a movie buff, right?
Yes, I am.
Have you seen the movie Split?
I have.
Yeah.
Wow, so you're just so far behind.
I know. I don't see them when they first come out, but because I'm not I don't watch a lot of video at home.
Yeah.
So, or TV at all. So what happens is when I do have some time, I try to catch one that I've wanted to see for a while.
Yeah.
So I saw that last night. And, you know, again, another M. Night Shyamalan movie where it's a great movie and the ending sucks, you know?
What did you think?
I thought the ending sucked, yeah. Well,
I thought it was great because they brought Bruce Willis in there.
Yeah, but I mean, that was a split second, you know? But the fact that he was working at the zoo and everything and they didn't catch him and all that was like, there's no twist there, really.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it's just, I feel like they kind of left it on like a note as if they were going to do a Split 2.
Oh, really? You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, looking for him. And
yeah, looking for him, and he like turns true. Into like the complete monster because I think he has like a character in one of those Marvel books, but I just don't see that actually happening. Yeah. But I'm obsessed with that actor. I don't remember his name though.
Really? Is he new though?
No,
he's been around.
No, he's been around the block. Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll figure out his name later. I don't know.
James McAvoy. Got it.
Oh, is that what it
is?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. What are some of your favorite films? Like the top one or two? Do you have any?
Oh, I have so many. Like Murder at 1600 with Wesley Snipes.
Okay.
Art of War, Wesley Snipes. He used to do really great movies until he went bankrupt. Wedding Crashers, I've seen 1,000 times.
Really?
I know it by heart, yeah.
Wow. How can you see a movie so many times?
Because I have way too much time on my hands. Because I don't work a 9-to-5.
Well, you'll have to do something about that. Or you're going to start ingesting movies that are hazardous to your health.
Right.
I'm telling you.
I think they're good for your health.
Yeah. Well, yeah, most of them are. But what I'm saying is some movies are not great at all, you know?
No.
And I can't think of some terrible movies that I've seen. I don't think about them that much. But, you know, there's been some bad movies, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
M. Night Shyamalan did a movie called
The Happening.
That was awful.
That was awful, right?
The Visit was awful. Did you see that one?
No, I didn't see the Visit?
Yeah, it's supposed to be a horror film. It was one of the worst scary films I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
Yeah. He's actually made some really trash films.
He has, but, you know, because everybody expected him to really top The Sixth Sense and Unbreakable and stuff, and it didn't happen, you know?
No. I think that's why he brought Bruce Willis at the end, because he did Unbreakable.
Yeah. That's exactly. And The Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they did mention something about, because he asked him what was the name of the guy, and he said Mr. Glass, and that was the Unbreakable character.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's why I said I think it was supposed to be like an intro to the second movie, but I just don't think they're going to invest. That movie did really well in theaters, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, anyway, a couple of things I want to, well, you know what, we don't have to really time to get into the news because we got a lot going on. So I'm going to introduce our first guest, who is Chef Sean, a musician that joined us, and he's not here for the food, right?
No, I'm not here for the food.
And let me also introduce Max Tucci, who's joining us again after a great show last week. And Max, just quickly tell people who you are. You have a show here on LA Talk Radio.
Yeah, so Max and Friends, LA Talk Radio, every Sunday night at 8 p.m.
Yes.
Right? 10 years I'm here now.
Right. And you're also a person that gets in an office for too long, right?
I don't know what an office is.
Exactly.
How dare you offend me first thing in the morning? I don't even come here to do the show.
That's true, right? He's too lazy.
Too lazy? I'm traveling.
Yeah, I know. Well, too lazy to do real work, Max.
Now, you know how hard it is to put on. No, seriously, these shows take a lot of work. You know
No,
that.
Not only that, but you do a lot in your life. I know you have a, it's hard to travel a lot.
I love the image that you have of me. Yeah. What do you think, like I have someone peel grapes for me and have peacocks like walk around my property?
No, you're the one who said it, not me.
Oh, thank you for having me back, Sam.
Of course. So we're going to talk a little bit to Chef Sean. Is Sean your real name?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
So how did you come up with Chef Sean, though? I mean, what is it, like you cook music or is that where it came?
It was kind of given to me. I had a studio back in Chicago. It was called The Kitchen.
The Kitchen Recording
Studio.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I kind of inherited Chef.
I see.
I just so happened I could cook too. So.
So he says, ladies.
So yeah. You're gonna find out. I want her to find out.
Well, there may have been a reason to call it The Kitchen, right? Why did you call it The Kitchen back there?
I don't know. It just seemed appropriate, you know.
Yeah.
We're in the studio cooking up some hits. And,
there you go. You see, that's what I said. Cooking up some music. There you go. So you grew up in Chicago?
Yeah, born and raised.
Yeah? What was that like for you? What did you do there? Music?
No, actually, I started acting as a kid. I did a few jobs. Jason's Lyric. I work with Oprah Winfrey.
Today's good. Oprah's birthday, by the way.
Happy birthday, Oprah.
Okay, well.
Perfect segue.
Happy birthday, you know?
Yeah.
I worked with her over at Harpo Studios. So she's pretty cool.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. So you acted in some things?
Yeah.
In the beginning, I see.
I'm trying to act, too. I'm trying to do it all.
Yeah.
Just not working in an office, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I don't work in the office either.
No.
Yeah. I got to tell you something, though. Somebody told me that Ron Howard described Hollywood. You know, Ron Howard, the director, actor. Yeah. And he described Hollywood. He says, look, there's a huge line here of people waiting to succeed in entertainment. And when you move here, you just get to the end of the line.
Not anymore.
It's not easy.
Not with this hashtag Me Too. Everyone's getting bumped out of line.
Yeah,
so
well,
there's room for new.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, I guess you know if you have connections and stuff like that, you might jump the line.
No, that's what I was gonna say. I feel like it's a more of a right place, right time, or like who you know. Because I feel like there's a lot of people that I wouldn't say talentless, but just kind of like, how did you? How exactly are you there? There's so many talented people behind you, but I think it's definitely about connections for sure.
Yeah.
Social media is a big part of it too. It's a lot of people that's talentless that's got a lot of attention on them, you know.
Right.
They do little silly stuff, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like the Boonk Gang dude. He does all the stupid, crazy stuff, and people follow him just to see.
I have no idea who that is.
He goes around getting tattoos and not paying for them, running out the.
I actually find him very annoying.
Man, the worst.
So annoying.
I can't stand that dude.
Like, brutally annoying.
I cannot stand it.
Like, he knocks, like, people's groceries out of their hands and runs away. Like, he's an ass.
Yeah.
He's a total ass. Not funny at all.
He bought a dog. Like one of those $8,000 dogs, and he was holding it and ran off with it. Boom, gang, boom. Stupid. But people follow him.
But look what we just did. We just plugged him on this radio station, gave him mad hype. So there you go.
But they all get followed. But I don't think it's a big deal. Yeah, you need to get close.
They get unfollowed too.
That's true. It's just a game, you know. People follow, unfollow. I don't know about that. But how long ago did you move here?
4 years.
4 years you've been here.
Yeah.
So do you have your own studio here now?
Yeah, Studio 10. It's on DeLong Pre in Highland.
Oh, okay, cool. So you record your stuff and other people's stuff there too?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Mainly my work. It's a lot of other artists and I don't pretty much, you know, I listen. I listen.
Yeah.
I try not to, you know, indulge though.
Yeah. So tell me how you got into music. I mean, you were acting in Chicago, and then you decided to start recording and
like
your own material?
You know, I came up, I like hip-hop, I like music, you know.
Right.
It was fun to do.
Right.
You know, I could be myself when I'm doing music. When I'm acting,
I'm
taking a role, I'm portraying somebody else. I like to be myself.
Yeah, you like to express yourself through music.
Yeah.
Do you rap or sing?
I rap, but my last few songs I've been singing.
Okay, so you're like a double whammy there then.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Speaking of your last songs, tell us about Color Money.
Color Money was pretty cool. Color Money, it was a fun California song. You know, me not being from California and doing a song like that, it was like fun. I was stepping out my, you know, my element. You know, because, you know, the sound is different. You know, that was a totally, Mustard, DJ Mustard. When I think of Color Money, I think of like a DJ Mustard track, you know.
Do you
California.
Make your own beats?
I've made some, but no, not right now.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
I got
Where
some
can we get
heavy
Color
producers.
Money?
You can get
you
Color
on
Money on SoundCloud, Apple Music, Tidal. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Spotify. But right now I got a song called Gone.
Yeah, and we're going to play that.
Gone is my one that's out right now, and it's doing pretty good.
Really? Nice. Yeah, 290,000 views, man. That's not bad. So featuring Al B, tell us a little bit about this song. You have somebody else accompanying you here?
Yeah, I got Al B Short Jr.
Uh-huh.
He's singing on the hook.
Okay.
And, he got a nice voice. You know, he's building his following, too.
Yeah, how did you guys connect?
We've been cool out here for about 3 years, just in the nightlife scene, hooking up, you know.
Sounds good.
Going out partying.
Yeah, so you decided, like, hey, come into my studio and do the song with me.
Yeah, you know, he has a nice voice, so I put a song together for him.
Well, I'm looking forward to listening to this, so let's take a couple minutes to listen to Chef Sean, featuring Al B, and the song is Gone.
Yeah. And she gon' miss me too. On me, she gon' miss her boo. She gon' miss me when I'm gone. She gon' see why she alone every day. I bet she missing on the bay. But now I'm gone from Chicago to LA. You know me. Let's just say I make the play. Stretch for Mo T. Yeah. Few baddies on the line, but if I wasn't poppin', she wouldn't even waste her time, yo. She deserve better than me, but she gon' see it don't get better than me. I ain't trippin', see I'm dippin' on her ass. Had feelings for her ass, them was feelings in the past, y'all. Real talk, I do better on my own, make my money on my own. She gon' miss me when I'm gone, y'all. She gon' miss Big Daddy. I popped up with gifts when she used to have me. She got used to Daddy. She got used to farm. She wasn't used to Caddy. She wasn't used to the norm. She wore a boost to the storm. She laced the boost in the trap. I taught her good. She know what to do with the strap. But now I'm gone, baby. Yeah, I'm surfing the map. You trying to find me? I'ma be where I'm at. I lay my hat where I lay. I could take a loss and get it back in the day. I could fall off, but that won't happen today. He used to be my man.
That's awesome, man. How long does it take you to write a song like this?
This song right here, I wrote in the studio on the mic, so it probably took about an hour.
Really?
Yeah, no pen, no paper, though.
Really? What about the lyrics? I mean, did you just come up with them? Or you had to prep the lyrics, though, right?
I mean, in my head, and then,
really?
You know.
Really? Wow.
That song's dope.
Oh, what talent, man. I love the song and the video and the background of LA and stuff is really cool.
Right. You remind me of like old school Lloyd. G-Unit. Yeah, like you have a very distinctive voice that hasn't been heard in a while. It's good, yeah.
Thank you.
That's the thing, you have to stand out, you know. You have to really offer something where people say, oh wow, this is cool, you know. But congratulations to you for getting so many views so far. And this is only since November, I see. So that's pretty cool, you know. And so tell people how they can find your music. Chef Sean, by the way, the song was gone. And so people can also hear Color Money and so forth, right?
Yeah, Color Money, Smoke With Me.
Oh,
yeah, I got a few joints, and I'm releasing a whole album soon. So I'm excited about that. But you can find my music on Tidal, Apple Music, SoundCloud, Spotify. Wherever music is downloadable.
Oh, and YouTube. Don't forget YouTube.
Yeah, definitely.
And purchasable.
YouTube.
Make some money.
Yeah.
But, you know, streaming makes you some money nowadays, too. So,
right.
You know, stream, purchase. You know, please purchase.
Yeah. But I love the way that he just bridged all that together. He's like, then there's a song, Smoke With Me, and I got some joints. I'm like, it's so perfect. This
Shorty likes smoking with. Yeah, I know you got somebody you like to smoke with.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I do.
what
I have a
you?
Lot of people like to smoke
I
with.
I smoke like by myself because I get real weird. So.
Well, I like movies and I like smoking.
Oh.
And I'm a little weird.
Oh yeah.
And he'll cook for you. I see where this is going.
You see where it's going.
I totally do.
It's going on the air too.
Perfect. It's happening.
Finding things are common here.
And her ex-boyfriend is Max. Where he found out she has an ex sooner.
Yeah. Yeah, right. I
hate your
name.
Are you single?
I am single.
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah, for everybody who was interested, beyond the news, you know. So, Chef Sean, and how can people find out more about you? Like, I don't know, social media and stuff?
Yeah, my
How can people find you?
Check out my Instagram, The Real Chef Sean, TheRealChefSean. The Real Chef Sean on Instagram and... what's that?
Twitter?
Snapchat. Twitter is The Chef Sean. I've been working. You know, it's a guy that really cooks. His name's Chef Sean Brock. So I've been
going
going back and forth with him trying to get that Twitter name.
Oh yeah, he's not gonna give it to you.
Oh God, man, it's boiled down to that, right? Yeah. People wanting their own name, you know.
It's far enough.
Wow, awesome, man. Well, thank you for the music and everything. Thank you for joining us. It's amazing, and you can stick around for until the next guy comes.
I have to have him on my show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah,
you know,
of course.
Thank you for having me.
And Max
You'll
does
come
have
on my
a show.
Show.
Yeah,
anytime, man.
Sunday night.
He's on the show and stuff, you know.
Yeah,
really
we'll
cool,
figure it out.
You know, and you know, we wish you a lot of continued success in LA. You know,
appreciate
I mean,
it.
You moved
appreciate
out
it.
Here. Like you guys have dreams and stuff, and this is the place to do it.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
This
now,
is a place. 110%.
Now, you say that, thinking about dreams and moving out here. What made me move out here, I did a movie a few years back. It was a vampire movie.
Really?
And I started, and I was a cop, you know, getting my ass kicked by all the vampires.
Oh,
but it was written and produced and directed by this guy right here, Al Franklin, behind me.
Okay. Al Franklin, yeah. I can act too.
Yeah, and he's putting together a production right now. We're about to do another joint. So, you know, be looking out for some more acting from Chef Sean, too.
Sounds
and,
good,
and
man.
From Danielle.
And from Danielle.
Danielle, exactly. Chef Danielle. No, you'll have to get a different name, you know.
I know, for
but,
sure.
But, yeah. So, cool. Well, Max, a couple things
What's
I
up?
Wanted to ask you. Move over here.
Your studio is full this morning, dude.
Yeah
right?
Like,
I mean,
wow.
I love this. Sometimes, you know, Doug, get on the mic. You know, sometimes we, I see, like, other hosts have this, like 10 people in the studio. I'm like, guys, how can you fit so many?
And here you're doing it.
Right. But it's fun, you know. It's fun to have a lot of people. Folks, we were just joined by another good friend of mine. His name is Doug Newsom. Welcome to the show, Doug.
Oh, I'm so fortunate to be here.
Thank you for making it. You went and had some coffee this morning with a friend?
Oh, I did, with an old business partner. That's always interesting.
Are you guys trying to get back into business together?
No, he's no. I'm speaking for him. They're not. Trust me, they're not.
I'm like, this 10 o'clock in the morning thing is questionable. How did you show up this morning?
But, you know, Max, Doug is visiting from out of town. And L.A. is kind of like a shock for him and everything, right, Doug?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
Last night we were all in the elevator with Max and a couple of his guests. And Doug is just like, man, there's 8 people here with 4 different conversations.
Wasn't it perfect?
It was perfect.
It's my mind every day.
I said, this is L.A.
Yeah, right?
Where are you from?
Originally Canada.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, but right now he lives in a small place called Paradise, California.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's near Chico. If
no
anybody
clue.
Knows Chico, that's Northern California.
In the middle of nowhere.
Right. And it is in the middle of nowhere. That's where people go to die.
They do. Literally. They do.
Yeah. It's the Florida of California.
Are you like a writer?
I write, but mainly business plans and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Because I was thinking maybe you wanted to be like isolated because you're writing a book or something.
I actually have a twin brother.
Me too. Yeah. I have a twin sister.
Really?
Yeah. We have twins.
We're twins. Sam and I.
Exactly.
He wants to go one way. I want to go the other. We meet somewhere. We're in the middle.
Yeah, so we're like, are you guys identical?
We're fraternal, but we look close.
Is the bond the same or no?
Oh, it's so tight.
Really?
Oh, yeah, he can take all my money, you know.
I take all my sister's money because I'm like super broke.
Yeah. Of course, he has 4 kids. They're all teenagers and married.
Oh, wow.
And
do you have any kids?
I have none.
Really?
I'm a runner. You've seen 3 weddings and a funeral? Think 4 weddings and a funeral.
Oh, my God.
And 2 funerals.
So you've got commitment issues, obviously.
Oh, I've had people flying over to Vegas, 20 people committing right there, and then 1 hour later running for the hills.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
I feel sorry for you.
Yeah, any hills. Right.
That's funny, man. But so, Doug, so Doug is actually, he and his brother own a radio station up there where people go to die.
Yeah. So, yes. This is the second time you've said
right.
that.
Right. Well,
what are you trying to say,
because I want you to understand the severity of the situation. This guy is in nowhere, lives in nowhere.
So, but like, what do people like talk about out there?
Well, when I first moved there, I went to the DMV, because, of course, you got to raise your and I saw a guy with a one-piece pajama pants, you know, with the holster, one-piece, wearing a cowboy hat. So pajamas and a cowboy hat.
So good.
And then I saw a lady I it's just hard to get this image out of my head. That were those pink polka dot circle dress going all the way down, the yellow kind with pink and just terrible colors, with stringy black hair right down to her butt, like it was all oily and stringy, and she must have been 80.
And oh my God.
Looked like Little House on the Prairie at 80 with the guy with pajamas and a cowboy hat.
Wait, they were a couple?
Could have been.
Wow. You know, I always say if you want to feel normal, go to the DMV.
Right.
Wow.
I would honestly.
Non-discriminatory.
It'll bring you down to earth, right?
Real oh, quick. God.
I would probably wear a one-piece pajama suit to the DMV, though, to be honest.
Oh, but this guy was like 400 pounds.
Wow.
And
this is amazing.
I don't know if it, you know,
yeah.
did
what
him
DMV is this? They need a reality show. They just need to run a live stream every day from that DMV.
Yeah, they really do, you know. So, yeah, so the short story is that Doug ended up in, out of nowhere pretty much. And if you don't want to die there, Doug, you need to move out here, and I'm telling you. And but that's a conversation we've had a million times.
A million.
It doesn't really matter. But, Doug, go ahead and meet Danielle officially.
Hi, Danielle.
Hi, Doug.
And she moved from Boston. And she's been here about 8 months and stuff. Yeah. And
I'm a baby. I'm a newbie.
Wow.
A newbie.
Boston. Wow.
Yeah, but, you know, make yourself comfortable here. We can handle all the people that come here.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, a freeway is so congested anyway. It's like, who cares? Another couple of people here, you know?
Yeah.
But I was just thinking how the traffic is only going to get worse, you know, because cars don't go off the road. It's just new ones all the time.
Yeah.
And
so optimistic this morning.
Yeah,
I know.
A little bit, right?
Why? I mean, about the places going to
traffic
die.
Traffic is good. No. Yeah. But, like, it's a bad thing. You can get things done in traffic.
Yeah, you can, maybe. Not what I'm driving, you know?
Does everybody experience road rage? Here's the nicest guy in the world, Sam. You get him behind a car. It's, oh, my God, who's that?
He doesn't believe it. Wow. You see, to me, it's no big deal because it's who I am, but he's never seen me get mad. You know?
Oh, I want to see that dash cam.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I can't picture you mad at all.
But I'm not. I don't really get mad. I mean, it's not really get mad. I just make a comment about the driver, like, look what he just did, you know?
You know?
Something like that, yeah. But he sees it as me going on, you know. No, it's not going on.
I said, this can't be good for your health, Sam.
No, but it's funny. I'm renting a car while I'm here now because my house isn't done. And I was like, I have that insurance where, like, you can do anything. And it's like, oh, just go and pick up another car.
Yeah,
and I'm thinking, you know what? That's going to be my road rage. Fuck it. I'm banging right into you. I got insurance.
You see, but that's the thing. It's not road rage. It's not like I'm going after the guy.
It's commentary.
Road rage is when you go after the guy.
Yeah, but is your commentary loud enough for them to hear it?
No.
No. Oh, okay. Then it's
there
not
is
road
no commentary.
Rage.
Yeah,
that's
no,
not road
it's just
rage.
Me.
Yeah.
I'm asking myself, why is he such an asshole for doing this?
Right.
So that's all it is.
And he's thinking, why does he think I'm an asshole?
Exactly.
When he didn't get out of the way. He's
exactly.
The asshole.
And so I'm like, nobody can hear you. Why are you doing it anyways?
Because it just comes out. It's my catharsis, you know. But you must understand, Doug. Okay.
Do they have road rage in Paradise, California?
You have to understand.
How far away
exaggerated
is that?
Oh, gosh. Well, that's nine hours north?
Oh,
well,
but
hour and a half north of Sacramento, up in the foothills.
I used to live in San Jose for 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's...
It's fairly...
It's in the same state.
I followed a guy.
But no, Sacramento is not too far. So you fly to Sacramento, it takes an hour, and then an hour and a half to drive.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work.
It is.
That's too much work.
And I go visit them sometimes. But you know what? It's worth it. Because as much as we laugh about this place, this is a place where you'd go for vacation to relax, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
And then die.
Surrounded by, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're surrounded by trees and deer and streams.
Beautiful.
Everything.
And, it's like Colorado, it sounds like.
Kind
of. The mountains of Colorado.
Yeah, kind of, you know? So how's Colorado? I mean, you live there.
It's
where
civilized.
In Colorado do you live?
In Boulder.
In Boulder.
That's like the capital, right?
Like up in Denver.
Oh, shit.
But it's the same state. But
we're
no, you know.
Closer, no.
No, Boulder to me, it's like a bubble, you know? And for me, it works because, you know, I mean, I'm all over the place between Florida, New York, California.
Right.
So it's nice to be able to go to like a paradise in Colorado and be on 800,000 acres of national forest.
Right.
You know, kind of look for Kathy Bates and make sure she doesn't break your knees and drag you to some cabin.
Yeah, there
but,
you go.
It's cool.
That's where where the story happened. what was Gerald? Not Gerald's game. What was it?
I don't know. Movie buff. What was the Carol?
Kathy Bates with James Caan, where he was a writer and Misery.
Misery.
Right? Oh, wow.
I have never actually seen that.
Watch Misery, and you'll never be a writer.
But I did see Gerald's Game.
Okay.
Yeah, Gerald's Game.
That was fun.
Right?
Yeah.
I remember reading the book. That's a book that came out a long time
ago. She's so beautiful to me.
Right? Yeah, she mm-hmm. was. Did you see that at all?
I have not.
You got to see it. But
Netflix.
There's a part.
Okay.
There's a part where you won't be able to watch where the dog is actually eating
the skin off the yeah, okay. the flesh of the.
It's like watching National Geographic.
Right. Right.
Sounds like a great movie.
Yeah.
The part where she cut her hand out of the thing at the
end.
Yeah,
I don't have to watch it now.
I know, you have to.
That was actually that guy. The guy, the weird-looking guy that actually came in and was like having sex
right.
with the dead body.
Right,
that's actually
right.
a real serial killer. In
really,
he looks just like that.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh
so
wow.
That's weird. He's really yeah. creepy.
Wow.
He's like a known serial killer. He like sleeps with dead bodies and then eats them.
We have somebody tuning in from Holland right now.
Yeah, I know.
They just sent me a tweet yeah. on Instagram. So
oh, really?
People, yeah, Holland.
Oh,
that's what I love about
cool.
LA Talk Radio. Like, we're talking about Colorado and California, and then there's people like in Holland tuning in.
Exactly. And they're,
and they're
all,
like, what
know,
the fuck are these
the
Americans
place.
Talking about?
But that's why they listen, because they love to hear what's going on here, you know? And that's why they tune in.
Yeah.
I mean, for those of you who don't know, we're celebrating 10 years next week.
I know.
Ooh, are you going to be in town next week?
I'm leaving. I could be.
No. Yeah, either that or we don't have to do it next week. Well, say the whole month
right.
is 10 years.
Wait
you know?
Till I get back to celebrate your 10 years.
Yeah, exactly.
I
well,
love the red carpet.
It's short notice anyway, but definitely February 4th is our official
is.
Launch date in 2008, and that was amazing.
Wow.
You know?
That's crazy.
I mean, just think, there were no phones at the time. The iPhone was just coming out. There were no apps or anything, and you had to go on the computer to listen to us. You
yeah.
know? And now you can
But we also
on
had
phone.
Phoenix Wi-Fi and WiMAX and all those devices, right?
Right.
So there were other outlets. I always
I
tell
know.
You, you're a genius in this.
Thank you. Well, I'm telling you, it started from Doug and his
so you're the genius
and his
in
brother.
This.
They are the very innovators. I mean,
wasn't I on BBS at the beginning?
Well, no, it was
what
BBS
was
Talk Radio.
Okay.
And the reason I did that, theirs is BBS Radio.
Right.
I named my BBS Talk Radio because we kind of wanted to be related, you know?
I got you.
And then I thought, what the fuck am I doing? I need to go on my own. So I got LA Talk Radio, gave them the domain name, and they stay with the name. That's their
you
brand,
know.
You know?
Yeah.
And
so you do a show with your twin?
No, we have a network of about 80 shows.
Oh, okay.
And we have hosts from all over the world, Israel, Africa,
oh,
England.
Wow.
Right.
And
wow.
we're all remote. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
But
yeah,
we're
so
really
you can do a show
like,
from whatever you want.
I don't know of any other network statistically that does better than us but one.
Right.
But
right.
one in the world.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean,
they've
really built their... The traffic early on, you know?
We started in 2003.
You're saying?
Okay,
wow.
That's crazy, yeah.
But we don't even need to advertise just because
so
we're so well established. We're like the...
Yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah, 15 years.
I think there was one company older than us in name, but I don't know if they did remotely engineered, live engineered talk radio before we did. I think
right.
we might be the first.
Right.
That's
right.
awesome.
Yeah.
That's
they,
really
between
cool.
him and his brother, they're very, very innovative and got great ideas. And sometimes more than they can handle.
All
you
we
know?
Do is build, and he says, make money off of it.
Yeah, exactly.
We want to build. And
or at least filter the ideas a little
you're
bit.
You're the Elon Musk of radio. You could take that quote. Keep building.
I'll take it. I'll take it.
Keep building.
I have a long way to go.
Well, I think you got to get a paradise.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Does your brother live in paradise, too?
He does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so you guys are, like, nearby each other. Though.
We're very nearby.
Okay.
And
yeah,
fact,
like in the same
like,
house.
Yeah, I've got a little bedroom. It's right here, my bedroom, and then his entire horde is around.
Oh, you
me.
Guys live together.
Right.
Yeah, he's
oh.
got a family. His brother has a family of kids and,
gotcha.
And a wife. And Doug's
well, we have a few acres and a stream. And I mean, it's beautiful. I don't think anybody in paradise has the kind of home and place we do.
Okay, so you're making paradise sound like paradise.
Paradise.
It took a lot. And with my brother's four kids, well, he couldn't afford that on his own. So.
Yeah.
I feel you. Plus, you're single. Ladies, he's single, or...
Plus, I had the credit.
Are you guessing?
I had the credit. That was it.
And you can drive at night and have all your teeth. You're like a big commodity in paradise.
It's true, though. I mean, you go there. You know what? I got to tell you this. We went to the bar the evening he arrived, Thursday night, right? We go to the bar. We drink a little bit. And suddenly he looks up and he goes, God, there's actually women here. So this woman looks at him and she goes, are you like from West Hollywood or something? Where all the gays are, you know?
I didn't know what that meant. West Hollywood.
That's funny.
Yeah. That's where I live. I live in West Hollywood.
There's a joke about paradise, though. You know what a girl says after sex? Dad, get off me. You're crushing my cigarettes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
I don't think I've ever said that. Ever.
Are you from paradise?
No.
That's terrible.
Oh, my God.
Well, there's no women up there.
I'll use that, by the way.
It's actually about Vermont, but I just wanted to put that in to make it relatable to you.
Yeah, that's true.
I gotta move.
To West Hollywood, clearly.
Yeah.
They've already welcomed you. Wow.
West Hollywood is definitely...
It's fun.
Yeah, I live there now.
It's the area where everybody wants to be. It's happy.
And
happy.
Downtown
it's
now.
It's so expensive. Yeah. I paid $1,400 just for my part of a three-bedroom.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
For
the rent,
is it a big
expensive.
Three bedroom?
I mean, I have the master.
All right, because New York people are like splitting there for like $3,500 each.
I know.
Wow.
That's
not that
crazy.
Bad.
No, yeah. My apartment's not that big, but it's like right. I don't want to say where I live. Just right, in case. Yeah.
What's your address? Just in case we don't know.
Just in case there's any stalkers listening. But.
That's one way to get Instagram followers.
I actually do have a stalker right now. It's so creepy.
Really?
Isn't it creepy? I had one too.
He's from California. I lived downtown when I first moved here at Level, and it's like one of those fancy spots. Where like there's concierge 24 hours, and they called me and they're like, hey, there's a Derek, what was his name, Dimitri downstairs for you. And I was like, I don't know what Dimitri.
You're like, is he 6'3" in Greek?
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know what Dimitri at all.
You and that's where you and I dare be like, send him up, please. Yes, thank you. I'm expecting Dimitri.
But he like showed up, knew exactly where I live.
It's
has
crazy.
Made like 1,000 fake Instagram accounts. Just called my sister, left her a voicemail. Don't know how he got her number.
Yeah. No, stalkers are a real thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I experienced one too when I was on America's Next Top Model. All of a sudden, I had like this stalker, and the best part was we had a. I hired like an investigator. I did, and I was like not going to go out. I was like really. It was scary. And this is what the investigator told me, and this is what petrified me. He's like, "Well, we don't know if they want to sleep with you or if they want to kill you." I'm like, "Oh, that's really comforting."
That's
I feel like Whitney Houston. I'm like, "Where's my bodyguard?"
Oh my
Wait,
God.
You were America's Next Top Model?
I was the first and third season.
Wow,
like modeling?
No, I was a lifestyle expert.
Oh,
I was
okay.
telling the girl who was the plus size model then she shouldn't model that she should use her PhD. And they were like, please don't say that again. I'm like, why are you even here? You're smart.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Not that models are dumb by any means.
Yeah.
But she had a PhD and she's on a competition show.
Yeah, I hate
it. I'm like, what are you doing here?
Exactly. Yeah. You're not in your element. You know, it doesn't make sense. You're never going to win. So why not be honest?
Wait. Yeah. She could win.
In a plus size.
Yeah,
now
plus
she could.
Size
but
like,
when it first started,
yeah,
she
yeah.
was
See,
no
that's
way.
What
yeah.
I mean.
You plus know, size now, though?
Well, yeah. Ashley Graham, it's not even plus size. You know, Ashley Graham, she made that all possible for a lot of these girls. And there were other ones, too. She's great.
She and, looks real sexy in a bikini.
Yeah. But that was an interesting time to have a stalker and then to like have to live with it and not knowing where it's going to be or end up.
Did you ever meet him or her?
No.
Well, that's good, I guess.
Yeah, so.
Good for you.
You know, man. I guess, who knows?
Yeah. What about you, Doug? Have you stalked anybody?
No, but every woman I've ever dated feels like a stalker.
I mean, I think we're all semi-stalkers.
Well, now with Instagram, we are stalkers.
Yeah.
You know, when someone's getting 300,000 likes, that's a little weird.
Right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think so.
When you go to a bar somewhere and you're meeting somebody else and it comes back around... Somebody heard you were out with so-and-so. You know what I mean? As your significant other, you know you have a stalker.
Right.
So,
or you were drunk and posted.
Right. Right. It's
Destiny
a small
lingers,
town in paradise.
Destiny lingers.
I will definitely say that I stalk anyone that I date.
Really?
I'm a huge stalker.
Really?
Yeah.
Throw it out there, yes.
Yeah, look
All right, that. Sam, it's been fun. I'm going to go. Not that we're dating, but you know that kind of... Like, Chef over here, I'm glad you waited until Chef Sean left.
Well, you know what's funny?
Like, Chef
Sean,
I'm a stalker.
I've never dated a black guy ever.
Oh.
I've never even kissed a black guy.
You need to read a book called Destiny Lingers by Rolanda Watts.
Sounds good.
It is. It's about interracial relationships.
Well, I'm my dad's Haitian, my mom's Irish.
Okay.
And I've only dated white men.
Wow.
Oh.
Irish.
Oh, I take that back. I dated two Middle Eastern guys out here. One was Persian and one was Syrian. And they do not know how to treat black
no,
women.
No, they don't. They don't know how to treat
anybody.
Black.
No, they don't. Because black women won't let them treat them that way. That's the difference.
Okay, so I went on a date with one of them, and I was like in a tank top and a zip-up hoodie, and he goes, are you going in the fucking restaurant like that? And I said, excuse me? He goes,
did you go in the restaurant?
Yes, I did. He goes, your breasts are showing. I go, and they're going to continue to show.
So how was the sex?
So good. So good.
I knew it.
Well, there you go. That's the reason she stayed.
There you go. Which was that? The Persian or the...
Persian.
The Persian. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Syrian was okay, just a really small dick.
Okay.
Okay.
So you're being quite impressed, I think.
Like, I had
with
sex with
guys.
Him twice. Once drunk and once sober. And sober, I was like, oh.
Really?
Yeah. Drunk, I was like, holy shit. Sober,
holy shit,
like,
it's bigger.
No.
Holy shit, it's small.
No,
this ain't happening again.
But twice. Wait, you were drunk the first time or sober the first time?
Drunk, shit-faced.
So the second time you actually made the conscious decision to do it.
No, I never said wow to his dick side. I said wow
right.
to like the sex being.
He was rich.
No.
No?
No, he owns a restaurant. Actually, like, one.
Listen, you can take these off if it bothers you. You don't
no,
really
no, my
it.
Head's just really small.
But you don't need it, really. I mean, it's just really
explain
small.
What just happened.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You well, can explain. Take these off if you want. No, my head is...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Her earphones fell off of her head, everyone.
You see me on radio. I didn't
think about it. I didn't think about it either.
I made that phone call last night. I was with Eva's daughter, Kaya, sitting here. She's 16. I'm like, remember that time I was in your bedroom, we were talking about this thing, and they were like, you just said you were in the bedroom with a 16-year-old. I'm like, that's my niece. You fucking weirdos. Yeah. We have to give the visual, because that was kind of a weird experience. Yeah. Right?
So to explain, her headset is slipping off, and I told her, you don't have to wear it. And she says, no, because just my head is too small. So, but that's funny.
Man. I'm actually really awkward when it comes to guys. Like, I went out on Friday night, and I've always had a crush on Scott Eastwood, and he like introduced himself to me, and then I got so awkward because I could tell, like, I feel like men are really attracted to me, but no one ever wants to like wife me up. Like, they want to sleep with me, and then they don't want to go anywhere else other than that.
So maybe it's you.
No, it's definitely
do you want to be a wife?
It's definitely
but me. Maybe do you want to be a wife?
I never have sex. I never go on dates. Like, I'm wife material. I'm the most loyal chick you'll ever meet.
I'm confused because you're like, I fucked him twice, once drunk and once sober. And now you're like, I don't have sex. Which is it?
No, I haven't had sex since that. That was in June.
Oh my God. I can see you on the Bad Girls Club. You haven't had sex since June?
Since June.
Wow, good for you.
Haven't
you're like a born again virgin.
Yeah.
Good for you. You're a commodity.
Yeah.
But you see, but she values herself. She doesn't just sell it to anybody.
Right. And everyone asks me because I'm super broke right now. And everyone's like, why don't you like be an escort? That's a big thing. And I can't stick random dicks in my mouth. I just can't do it.
No, listen, always start with your hand because it's easier to pull that away than your mouth. I tell that to my niece. You have to.
I don't really enjoy that either.
Well, so you want to be a wife. Like, this is fascinating.
I do want to be a wife.
How were you on the show?
On what show? Bad Girls Club?
Yeah, on Bad Girls Club.
I have a really bad attitude.
You do?
It's such a bad attitude.
Okay.
I talk a lot of shit. I got my ass beat on there by 5 girls.
At once?
At once.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where can we view that? Now, did you sign a contract that you can't sue someone?
No, like, I could have sued, but once you sue, you'll never be on TV ever again, and I enjoy it so much. Like, I'll get my ass beat every time, for sure.
You're a glutton for punishment.
You see, she knows how to weigh the options.
That's interesting.
All the different options.
Why not?
Yeah.
You know? Athletes won't date me because I was on Bad Girls Club.
Really? Mm. Oh, because they've seen how ratchet you could be.
Well, no,
you'll burn the house
down. Yeah, and they don't want to like associate with someone that was on.
Oh, right. They just want to associate with those that weren't on.
Yeah, I'm like,
makes no sense. It ruined their image, God forbid.
Yeah.
Right.
So, Doug, I'm fascinated. Like, now you're ending your trip, taking you to the airport today. You've been here 5 days. What do you think about LA now? I mean, did you discover anything new about this town that made you think, wow?
This show this morning?
Outside of the fact I'm so impressed with you, Sam.
Thank you. Yeah.
You
but we already went over there.
I'm living the world through your eyes.
We already went over that.
Yeah, you already told me how great I am.
Oh, I'm coming here. Look out. This city's got something to look forward to.
Right?
Wait, I'm so confused. Have you never been here before?
Lived here a couple years.
Okay, yeah. So...
Hollywood, downtown, financial district.
But that was 10 years ago.
Okay, you haven't been here in years.
Changed.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, just think of like being in a jail cell for 10 years, and then you come out.
Right. I would never want to imagine that.
Like the Board of Tourism for Paradise is going to call you and sue you.
Well, no,
you've been
I'm
in jail
you.
For 10 years and come to life. Welcome to
Listen,
LA.
I mean, He's a city boy. He always lived in big cities. And yet, that's what I'm saying. The past 10 years is unlike what he's done during his life.
Yeah.
Right.
That's
it's changed
what I'm
me.
It's like, yeah.
It's changed me.
Will you come back to LA, do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
now
when?
I talked him
pretty
into
quick.
It.
Really?
Maybe a year.
I talked him into
That's
it.
Not
yeah.
bad.
Yeah.
So what do you have, like, when you get back to LA, let's say it's happening, what are you going to, like, what's going to happen for you? What's next? What can we look out for?
I'm going to probably just get apartments, sit on my ass for a few years, smoke a few doobies, and relax. No.
No, this guy has to
nice
build
to be
things
successful.
All
right.
But I'll like build to, anything. I just
you
love
like
building.
To build things.
I love building.
Like,
companies.
What have you built? I'm sorry. I'm like, I don't really know you. So I'm
mining.
Just
like the Staples Center.
Exactly. Well, oh, shit.
Neither mining companies, trucking companies, software companies, oil companies, cosmetic companies. I've done it from A to Z.
You are Elon Musk.
Financing them, building the paperwork, right? Taking them public, raising the capital.
Wow. Okay. So yeah. Are you rich?
No, I did make a lot of money a couple times, but it went out the door as fast as it came in.
See how it goes.
Do you know what I mean? You make a few million dollars instead of two wells, you do 25 wells, and they're all bad.
Shit.
Yeah, that's how it worked for me.
Okay.
I don't know why. I actually think that I would love to be a guy who invested doing exactly the opposite thing I invest in.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Right.
Exactly. Always do the opposite.
Right. So I'm in,
whatever you
know,
think.
Doing the opposite of what I'm investing in. Exactly. I do well.
Right.
I do well.
Yeah.
It's like bet against itself, you know?
I mean, that's cool, though. I wish I had, like, the smarts to build a company up.
Oh, you will. You know,
it doesn't take. It takes balls of steel.
Yeah,
right.
Which
you
I
know,
don't
that's interesting when we say balls of steel, because a vagina can take a beating, push out a baby, and yet a guy gets punched in the balls and he's like falls on the ground.
That's right. They got
so
it
maybe
worse.
We need a vagina of steel.
That's right.
Right.
I've always said that. I would have rather worked with female partners than male partners, and in every instance, it was male partners.
Yeah. And you know what? I feel like. Men are just like a bunch of bitches sometimes too. Like we do have to deal with everything. Like we get our periods, like push out
and
babies.
We have to pull out. We have to deal with that.
Yeah, exactly.
That is easy, right?
Oh, yeah. Sam, you paint such a horrible picture of me. You know, my show, just to recap real quick on Max and Friends, like, this is not the conversation I have. And that's why when I do shows like this, people are like, but you're so Zen and Buddha and this and that. I'm like, no, this is called duality.
Right. You know, I mean,
that's going to be my new radio show here. This is called Duality on LA Talk Radio.
What is your show, though?
It's a talk radio when we just basically have great conversations with celebrities, newsmakers, everyday people. And really the goal is to inspire.
Yeah,
and
irreverent.
It does. 10 years, yeah. I mean, we do. And great guests from all of...
Max has been part of the family, very loyal, very nice man. And as you guys can see, and everybody's infected by your personality, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Because it's, you, right?
You got to have brains to have that quick a humor. You know what I mean?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's true, right?
I think I'm pretty funny.
Yeah. You are. And that's why we're all smart in this room today. I don't know how it happened, but we have an overflow of IQ here.
pass, puff.
And good laughs.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I was looking forward to till today when we were all sitting here together. So the end of the show, folks. Doug, where can people find you? BBSradio.com.
BBSradio.com.
And Paradise, California.
Where people come to die. That is just so true. They had to have that on their billboard coming
exactly.
in. It's a fact.
That's
oh
the
God.
Motto.
Why
of the
are
town.
You living there then? Do you have dogs?
Long God help me. I always make very quick decisions. Oh, we're going to move there. Great. Let's buy a home sight unseen. That's how I operate.
Yeah. So, like, when
and
you
I
move,
always regret it.
When you move back to LA, what is your brother going to do? He's not going to be able to afford that place.
Oh, no. I make sure everything's capable without
me. That's what twins do.
Yeah. Let's stay
away from the finances.
Oh,
this
sorry.
Point.
I'm a radio.
But anyway, guys, we're totally out of time. So bbsradio.com, Doug Newsome. You can always also find him Facebook, all the other stuff
everywhere
as well, right? Super. And Max?
You can find me here on LA Talk Radio every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Pacific time. And get the LA Talk Radio app. It's free, and you can take me to bed with you every Sunday night. Also, find me on Twitter at Max Tucci and on Instagram at Max Tucci Radio.
Obviously, I said that a couple times before.
That's my tagline. That's the tagline for the app. Get the app and take me to bed with you.
I love it.
That's cute.
Slap
That's
my
a good
app.
One. That's a good one.
That's I like great. That.
We got to push the LA Talk Radio app, Sam. Yeah, it's a good one. No, it really is a good app. It's so easy to use. And
everything about it is good, man, because I created it.
That's why it's good. That's why you don't have to tell him he's great. He already knows.
Exactly.
He makes it his own action figure.
And Danny, it looks thank just you like so much.
You're welcome.
You're a lot of fun.
Thank you. That's try good. To be.
You contributed a lot. You also took us to where we would not have taken the you know, because today you're afraid to bring up sex around women for fear you know, so if you brought it up, hey, and we have it recorded, so.
Yeah. No one here is creepy. So no one here is creepy.
Hashtag time's up.
So we didn't expose you to anything poisonous.
No, you guys are not creepy at all.
There you go.
There's always safe when there's a gay guy in the room.
Yeah.
I got you back, girl.
Yeah, thank you.
And how can people find you?
Instagram is XXO Danielle. Twitter is I am Danny V with two N's. And Snapchat's XXO Danielle. And you can hit my YouTube, which is really complicated. Just try to search me. And I don't know why I made my URL so complicated, but it is.
There you go. But if you want to find her, you'll find her. Also, we thank Chef Sean for joining us this morning. Great music. Go listen to him. And that's it, I guess, for today, folks. Thanks all for listening. We'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.